So, kia ora and welcome to this mindful stretching practice. Now, before we begin, just this reminder to take care of your own body during this practice. So, if anything that's suggested is not right for your body today, then feeling totally free to adapt the movement to come out of any movements at any point. And really just looking after yourself and paying attention to the signals that your own body is giving you. So, inviting you to come to a standing position, standing with your feet hip width apart. You might notice the feeling of the surface underneath your feet, whether that's the inside of your shoes or if your feet are bare, perhaps the texture of the floor beneath you. And you might feel that kind of pressure or contact there. Moving up the body to the knees and maybe just slightly softening off the knees so they're not locked. Up to the pelvis and perhaps even slightly tilting the pelvis so that the spine is rising up. The chest slightly opening. Shoulders released and the arms hanging down by the sides of the body. And the head balanced over the spine. Perhaps tucking the chin in ever so slightly to release off the back of the neck. As you stand here in this way, you might notice just what it feels like to be standing here still. And even though we might call this standing still, perhaps noticing all those minute movements in the body that are taking place to keep you upright, to keep you in this posture. You might experiment with your eyes closed or open, so whatever allows you to feel stable and balanced, but also to have this awareness of the body, this internal awareness of being in the body. So you could have a play with that. And knowing that with this series of very gentle movements, we're not trying to change the body or we're not looking to feel anything in particular. Just coming to know how the body is in this moment and allowing this awareness in the body to bring us present, so being here and now in the body. So, beginning now to allow the arms to float up out the sides of the body to come to be parallel with the floor. So, your arms outstretched, palms facing down to the floor, stretching out the side of the body, and just pausing at shoulder height. And when you are in this position, just tuning in now to what you can feel, particularly in the arms. So you might notice the shoulder muscles, the biceps and triceps, the upper arm muscles, elbow joints, the lower arm, wrists, hands. Feeling perhaps a stretch along the arms, maybe a heaviness in the arms. Perhaps there's a bit of effort required to hold the arms in this way. And as part of that, there may even be a desire to bring your arms back down by your sides. And if that's the case, just seeing if it's possible to bring this kind of curious interest to these sensations that might not feel so pleasant. So what does that feel like? Where do you feel that? And on the next out breath, we're just going to gently, slowly, bringing the arms back down to be alongside the body. And when they reach there, then just fully letting go and noticing the effects, noticing sensations arising in the arms and the hands. Maybe there's a sense of release or relief that you're not holding the arms up in this way anymore. And then when you're ready to, we're going to let the arms float up again out the sides of the body and continuing up in a big arc. So eventually your fingertips will be pointing up towards the ceiling, palms facing one another, arms stretching up towards the ceiling, and beginning to stretch up now a little bit more on the left-hand side of the body. So really reaching up with the left arm as if you're picking a piece of fruit off a tree. And opening to all those sensations along the side of the body, maybe in the armpit, maybe down along the side, the abdomen, even down to the hip. And on the next out breath, just easing off. And now we're going to reach up on the right hand side. So stretching up. Feeling that stretch along the right-hand side of the body. And then on the next out breath, letting go and slowly, 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 just letting the arms come back down now. And then just letting the arms rest at the side. And noticing the effects of these very simple movements. Noticing sensations arising in the arms and the body, breathing. And we're going to do a couple of shoulder rolls now. So letting the shoulders come up to the ears and then squeezing the shoulder blades together as the shoulders move backwards. Coming back to a more neutral position and then bringing the shoulders forward. So the shoulder blades are separating and the chest is kind of caving in a bit on itself and continuing round. So just finding your own pace. Perhaps there's some points where you might linger a little bit longer. Really opening to all the sensations arising and particularly noticing if it feels pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. What exactly is this that you're feeling? Maybe doing a couple in the other direction. And then it's coming to a pause when you feel you've done enough. Noticing how the body's feeling now. And we're going to do a couple of kind of neck stretches now. So beginning by just allowing the right ear to travel down towards the right shoulder. So you'll perhaps feel a bit of a stretch on the left side of the neck. Maybe slightly moving forward and back just to notice the different effects of different head positions here. Where can you feel that? What is the qualities of these sensations? And then letting the head drop forward towards the chest, and then slowly and gently, really taking good care of your neck, moving the left ear towards the left shoulder. So we're stretching down the right part of the neck now. Again, just going to your limits, taking great care, coming out at any point. And you might do a little roll to each side. Just feeling what is right for your body today. And then when you're ready, just coming to a more neutral position with the head upright, balanced over the spine, and breathing. And just taking a moment as you stand here to reflect on how the body's feeling after doing these movements. And then inviting you to move to a seated position. So perhaps on a chair, your feet flat on the floor, spine upright, hands resting on your lap or in your legs. Just noticing what's here. And we're just going to do a very simple sweep through the body, beginning with the head. So moving your attention to the head region, the face, the neck, the shoulders, and then coming down the arms, hands, the torso, both the front and the back, down to the pelvis, the upper legs, the knees, the lower legs, and the feet. And just taking a moment, perhaps, to notice if there's any sensations calling for your attention in the body. Perhaps some discomfort or some pain. Just inviting you to take your attention to one of these areas and imagining breathing into that region. Breathing in perhaps a curious and kind interest in what's taking place in this area of the body. And on the out-breath, softening and opening to these sensations, even just a little bit. You're not trying to make anything happen here, but cultivating a certain attitude towards places of soreness or tension or discomfort in the body. This genuine, friendly curiosity and care towards our body. And then letting go that particular area and taking in the whole body. Sitting here, breathing. And perhaps breathing into the whole body now, this gentle kindness, this curiosity and care. And breathing out and letting go. So breathing in gentle kindness. Breathing out and letting go. And as we start to bring this practice to a close now, just recognizing that we're often so used to taking our body for granted. Not really paying it any attention unless there's something wrong. So practicing like this is a way of befriending and caring for our body. Getting to know it, knowing its signals, knowing the way it responds, perhaps appreciating it, and being gentle and careful with the body for all it does for us, looking after it.